These are three citizens of ancient Pompeii. Take a minute to study the details on these faces. They're remarkable for the humanity they depict. The lines and sagging flesh convey the dignity, maturity, and experience of these Pompeii residents. These busts are just three examples of the many thousands of fascinating artifacts from Pompeii. From family life to ancient commerce, they give us an unprecedented view into how ancient Romans lived and worked and organized their communities. Dr. Allison Cooley of the University of Warwick has had a lifelong interest in the life of Pompeii.
I've been interested in Pompeii ever since I was taken there as a four-year-old.
As an adult, Dr. Cooley has made Pompeii the focus of her scholarly career.
One of the reasons why it's so important is because it's so typical and so ordinary.
But this doesn't mean that life in Pompeii was boring. It was a cultured and vibrant city with a long and varied history. It was also a vital seaport with an important fishing industry, and at the same time, the center of a rich agricultural area, one of the empire's most famous wine-growing regions. And then comes that tragic day in AD 79, when, within the space of 24 hours, all life in Pompeii stopped, buried under many feet of ash and stone. Allison Cooley.
What makes it extraordinary is the way in which it was destroyed and the level of preservation, the way in which, if you go and visit the town, you get a sense of the town as a whole. You walk through its streets. You can even see loaves of bread which were found still in the ovens on the day of the eruption.
No other Roman cityscapes have been so well preserved or give such a level of detail. These unique characteristics are what have allowed archaeologists to recreate the daily life and terrible destruction of Pompeii.